Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I miss you more than
I do know it. It's because you did a cover of it that he commented on.
Yes!
I'm just the same as I was.
Hey guys, welcome back to Asking In. Season 3, episode 3. How are we feeling today, Kaylee?
Good. And you?
I'm feeling really great. I'm really excited for this episode, actually. We're doing something new. Do you want to explain? Basically, we're going to do our own guest format, but on us in a different way. So let's explain the guest format first and then explain how we're doing it. What's the guest format?
Okay, thank you for my reference sheet, Tati.
You're so welcome.
Here's a quick... Oh, no, you can't still. Basically, so when we have guests in, we want to talk to them, obviously, about what they're promoting or what they're working on.
Yeah.
But we also, just to be a bit more exciting and fun for them... just talk about things that they enjoy consuming too.
Yeah.
So whether that's their favourite book, movie, TV show, theatre. That was a wrap.
Yeah, that was... stopped. It did stop halfway through, but it's okay.
It's okay. So basically, we've called it the Big Five.
Yeah.
Basically, just kind of self-explanatory. They bring in. They just kind of, before the interview or before the chat, bring in a rough five things that they enjoy.
Yeah.
And we talk about it.
Yeah.
So we send them out a sheet with like prompts on it. So prompts such as, do you remember the first time you saw or heard this? Do you remember, do you have an emotional connection with any of the things? Would you recommend, I can't speak.
Yeah.
Would you recommend?
Yeah.
Would you recommend everyone has to experience at least once in their life? And what immediately comes to mind when someone asks you your favorite movie / blank?
Mm.
Mix and match however they want. So that's the kind of vibes.
So basically today we thought, we obviously don't want to tell you guys our big five straight off the bat. We're gonna wait.
No way.
We're gonna wait some time, you know, we'll build up to it, maybe do a little milestone episode. But we do want to talk about music because we haven't had a whole episode dedicated to music.
Sorry,
yet.
I need some Vaseline, my lips are dry as the Saharan desert right now.
So fine. So yeah, we wanted to tell you guys our music big five. So instead of just doing things from like TV, movies, theatres, books and all of that, we're just going to focus on music today. So if you like music, which I would be highly, highly concerned if you don't.
Sorry about that.
You're very much going to enjoy this episode.
Oh my God, yeah. Sorry. You're going to enjoy this episode if you like music?
Yeah.
We did, preface, we haven't had much time to think. I think if I had more time, my answers would be different.
No, do you know what I think it is? I think just because of the nature of loving music is so highly evolving. Our answers will be different tomorrow,
exactly,
no matter how many minutes we're given
so
to think about it.
Take this with a pinch of salt.
Take this with a pinch of salt. I'm sure we'll talk about music as an ongoing thing in the future anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, as an indecisive person, or just as a person in general, if someone asks you your favorite song, it's going to be different tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says.
I hate that question, even though I'm literally asking people.
This is the premise of the episode. Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's so much pressure. So these are our answers today. They would be different yesterday and they're going to be different tomorrow. Facts.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you. I have a way with words sometimes.
You are great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you start though?
Yeah, okay. So I basically did different categories. So I have my favorite artist for today, or just in general. I've got my favorite artist, my favorite song, my two favorite albums, and my favorite live show that I've been to. And as a bonus, great, I've done a live show that I'd want to go to.
Great.
Right? So my favorite artist, and I can explain, is John Bellion, right?
Yeah.
So he's a New Yorker. He did songs such as The Internet, Stupid Deep. Those are my two favorite John Bellion songs.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a writer, and I think he's more prominently a writer now. He writes for Justin Bieber and for so many artists. I feel like if you hear a song that's in the top 40, there's a high chance that he's written like half of those songs.
Okay.
So I started off loving him because of his songs himself, and I do wish he'd sing again, but I don't know why he's not doing that.
He's not anymore.
He hasn't made an album in years. He's done a few live shows, like over COVID, like showing his, like doing his discography or something.
Okay.
But his process, he's got so many behind the scenes videos of how he produces his songs. He's just a musical genius, to say that absolutely. He was in the studio with Stormzy one time.
Random.
I'm pretty sure.
My favorite John Bellion song is JT.
Yeah, JT is good.
And a little bit in John Travolta. Yeah. Except I do, because that's literally what the song is about.
Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. So he's my favorite artist just because of his range, his depth, and the fact that he has contributed so much to the musical world and written so many songs I love. Ghost. Okay. He wrote Ghost by Justin Bieber. Come on.
Don't know that song.
I'll settle for the ghost of you. Yeah.
I miss you more than
I do
like,
know it.
He wrote that. Because of TikTok, though.
Not he wrote that.
Okay, happy,
so that's why I just really respect him as a musician.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's your favorite artist? If you were to like,
don't have one, but
okay, one of.
Okay, I'm gonna give some background.
Yeah, some background.
This
is great.
Like my favorite artist.
Okay,
but I don't have a favorite artist, but I have a reason for saying this.
Well, this is what I mean, because John Bellion, surface level, I wouldn't say like, oh, he's my favorite artist, but because of the reasons I said,
okay,
he is my favorite. If you look at it from an overall musical contribution perspective,
mine's not even that. Mine's like more to do with like nostalgia memories.
Still, just as good. Nostalgia is a powerful emotion.
I just can't make a list and not mention McFly, because
I knew you were gonna say McFly.
Because just of my after you childhood
said, after you said nostalgia, I was like, she's gonna say McFly.
It's not anything other than how I felt.
No, but how you felt is so valid.
Thank you.
It's so valid and it's so important.
It is.
It's the most important part of music.
And and I think McFly's kind of a bit random for my age.
No.
Because I feel like it's a little... No, I was always the youngest person.
I don't like this self-slander.
Person.
I don't enjoy
it
because...
Okay. I'm okay.
No, you're not. Because McFly... It's okay to love them
Thank
now.
Thank you so much.
It's okay.
Because I did only just go to their show like recently as well.
No, it's okay. It makes your inner child happy, and at the end of the day,
about
that's
McFly,
most important.
Like, it was probably my first like experience with crushes.
Mm.
Like Dougie from McFly was like my first crush. When I say I liked McFly, I didn't like Five Colors and all that. I absorbed every single album like it was water.
Mm.
Water, and I like read the book, the autobiographies. I consumed things they were doing. I 2011, I'm a celebrity. Dougie Pointer, who won
What a King,
did us
literally
proud. So I'm just gonna say McFly, nothing to necessarily do with the music. Obviously I know every single song off heart, but it's because of how I feel when I think about McFly.
I think that's a perfect answer for you. If someone were to ask me, who does Kaylee love,
yeah,
I would say McFly because of all those reasons you listed.
Okay.
Like for me, if I were to answer it in that way, I'd say the 1975.
Yeah.
Because that was so ingrained in who I am as a person from my childhood as well. So really agree.
Thank you. It was really hard. So
songs, okay?
Yeah.
My first song that I did two songs actually, so I kind of did cheat, but two for very different reasons.
Okay.
The first one was I Like Me Better by Lauv.
I Like Me Better. Is it because you did a cover of it that he commented on?
Yes!
Is that why?
Yeah.
Dead ass.
Because
it's like a nostalgia thing as well.
Yeah, it was just because
really
I feel
good.
Connected to him
really
through
good.
That song. He commented on it. I was like, so I'm a singer. That's what I'm gathering from this.
Yeah, you did that.
Don't
girl.
Go watch the cover though. I actually think
I like me better when I'm with you.
When that was a highlight. That might have been my peak. So
we haven't peaked.
Right.
Sorry.
No, but that was the reason for that, because I feel connected.
Yeah, I love
my
that.
My other favorite song is It's Time by Imagine Dragons.
It's time to begin. Yeah. As you earn, I got a little bit bigger and then I love me. I'm just the same as I was. Really
mainly,
good.
Mainly because really I remember good. Watching it in Glee for the first time. I know Glee is such a thing.
Okay,
I was a Gleek back in the day before I learned so much. And I just feel like that song really motivated me. It made me feel like anything was possible. I was so young and I was like, it's time to begin.
You know what? That is a great song. And another song that's on that wavelength that isn't Imagine Dragons is the American Author song, is it?
Yeah. This is going to be the best day of my life.
It's kind of giving advert, but it's like...
I knew exactly what you meant.
Those vibes can't be matched.
It's the vibe of like, oh, I can do anything. This music is the soundtrack
it's
to
like
my
coming
life.
Of age
coming
feeling.
Of age.
Yeah.
I think the music
Love
from that.
That
time period where we were like 13, 14 is so like that's the same reason for the McFly thing. Like that's when it's such a pivotal point in
it
our lives.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
So I think a lot of the music is from that era.
Okay.
What about you?
I did
songs?
Put one song down, and it's honestly this is again it's like kind of more like in my recent life, but it's a song that I really love, and I know you know it, so it helps. Is Beige by Yoke Law.
Yeah, I
like,
really listen to that.
Like that song is so
I listen to that and think of you.
to you.
Yeah,
I love
every time because you showed it to
and
me.
And also we did it, we listened to it in the car on our camping trip.
Yeah.
I just think it's like the most beautiful song. I love it. Yeah. I love the lyrics. I love, it's so random that you know the guy that's in it. It's the guy from Walk the Moon that sung that song.
Oh, I remember you telling me. I like, love Walk
random,
the Moon,
right?
As well.
Yeah, shut Walk up, the Moon. Don't yeah. you? That was a banger.
Walk the Moon have a song called Aquaman, which is probably, it's Ooh. On my list of top favorite songs of all time.
Really?
It's so beautiful. It sounds like what I would imagine underwater to sound like if it was
oh
a soundtrack.
My God.
Because
okay,
the way
really
they've done it
said that.
Is just perfect. Yeah, carry on.
A song I love wasn't on my list. But there's a song, and it's really random. It's by a guy, I think a single guy that I thought was a band, called like Mantra Ban or something.
Okay.
And he has, or they have this song, and it sounds, it's to me, it. Whenever I listen to it, also actually, now I'm thinking about it, it might be because the cover has water on it,
okay.
but it's called Tropics.
Okay.
It just, this song literally
yeah, I love that
makes
cover.
Me think of like tropical seas. Like, okay. It makes me feel like I'm in water, which yeah. is really bizarre.
No, but music, when I think it might be to do with the sort of drums they use accompanied
okay.
with,
love.
I don't know what it is, but it really gives me under the sea vibes.
Okay, love.
You know?
Yeah, love.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all right.
Do you have any other songs or do you
I have
album?
So many, but like, I think that one, Beige, stuck out to me.
Okay.
So, I mean, I do have ones from At The Moment, though.
Just do one from
I'll
At The Moment.
I'll do one from At The Moment that I'm really enjoying.
Mm.
Oh, God, I just saw the man who can't be named on my playlist.
I may have him in my list.
I was going to, but I literally... The gasp. I literally had to take it out.
No, I have to.
And then I had to,
I have to address.
Define my list.
No, it's fine.
This is the song. There's two by Joe, DJO, Steve Harrington. What's his
yeah.
name? Joe Keery.
Yeah.
Chateau, brackets, Feel Alright, and... is it called Change? It's fucking amazing song. Something's
okay.
happening to me. They tickle a spot in my brain. Like when people talk about ASMR, they talk about like a scratch being itch, scratch. And I've never felt that.
Okay.
But when I listen to Chateau specifically in headphones, I feel it in my brain. It's really weird.
Okay.
Shout out
okay.
to them. Yeah.
For albums. So I've done two albums.
Okay.
The first album that I will stick by for the rest of my life is the 1975 self-titled
yeah.
2013 album.
Okay.
Because I was like 13, 14.
Yeah.
Chocolate had just come out.
Yeah.
Chocolate, Girls, Menswear, Robbers, four of the best 1975 songs ever.
Yeah.
And I love how when I found out that Robbers was based on Romeo and Juliet, I was like, these guys are so smart. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just really love that album. It means a
yeah.
lot to me because of it coming out in that time when it was like, you know, that age is so... Like, music is all you have.
No, for real.
You
I
know?
Really agree.
So, yeah. And then my other album is Morgan Wallen's If I Know Me, 2018. And it's only because when I had first moved into uni,
yeah.
this album had come out and it played such an instrumental part
I know.
Of our lives.
Our life.
Right?
Our life together.
Literally.
Sorry.
Literally. And... I cannot imagine my uni experience without this album. Then everything came out about him and I feel like it really hurt my view and my whole experience with his music. But I can't
no,
not
I
mention
agree.
It because that
I agree.
Country music, favorite genre.
Yeah, same.
And that Sorry, album guys. Literally pivoted everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just, it's really unfortunate. But that album, it has to be mentioned, honorable
yeah.
mention.
That was mine as well.
No skips,
but I replaced with Dan and Shay because, like, as an artist, I love Dan and Shay, and I think
love Dan and Shay,
like,
and they're so unproblematic.
Music. Unproblematic, great music.
Yeah,
I have nothing bad to say about them, but just know that deep down, I agree.
It's just upsetting.
Whenever I hear the songs, I think this is what makes me think of you.
Yeah,
is when we would drive to Starbucks at uni
yeah.
in a little car.
Yeah.
With the windows down, the
yeah.
sun was shining. We were doing this out the window.
Doing this out the window. Our lives, it made our lives feel so much
It was
more
moving.
Rich.
It was cinematic.
It was. It added so much
yeah,
to our lives. And I know we sound, I don't know, if you're a music lover, you'll really understand. Like
yeah.
it sounds so crazy to talk about music in a way that, in that way.
No, you're
but
right.
But it meant so much at the time.
No, it did. So, okay, that's good. I've covered my Dan and Shay with that.
Yeah, okay, cool. Do you have a different album?
I do have, it's kind of a more recent one. 17 Going Under by Sam Fender, that whole album.
Yeah, love,
good.
Love, love.
I also do like the Hypersonic Missiles album, but I think 17 Going Under just has the edge for me.
I love my 17 Going Under. My favourite songs
from the album.
Really love Sam Fender as well, just as a person.
I love him so much.
Not like we know him, but like from the vibe he gives off.
I just really love. But yeah, that album probably. And then, fuck off. No, I can't not mention this album. The Declan McKenna album,
okay.
The one with Brazil on it,
yeah,
What Do You Think
yeah.
About the Car? Question mark is one of my favourite albums. Also both Phoebe Bridges albums, sorry.
Okay, okay.
There you go, okay. There's three for you.
Live show, yeah. I have to say, we saw the band Camino.
I knew you were gonna say, one of the best nights of my life.
One of the best nights of my life. It was a small venue.
So small.
They were small at the time, their first show in London. That music, again, meant so much to me.
Yeah.
But fun fact, not really fun at all, when What I Want came out,
yeah.
That was when I was going through my first ever heartbreak.
Oh my God.
And it was, the lyrics so spoke to me. It's like,
can you sing it? So like, they have so many
songs. You told me to lie, but I won't.
You told me, oh yeah.
It doesn't seem right. Now I'll never get what I want because I can't on my own.
I'll never get what I want. They are a great band.
I took a chance on a feeling.
Yeah.
And here I am feeling alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So
and
literally,
you know,
this is what I've
something
done.
I remember about that concert we were at was that we looked at the set list of like something else they'd done on that tour.
Yeah.
And my favorite song wasn't on there.
Yeah.
And then they played it. Yeah. And I was like, you're lying.
Yeah.
You're lying really hard to me right now.
Yeah. It just felt like that album, that concert, and Lainey concerts,
yeah,
again, because
Lainey
came out at that period where we were like all getting our hearts broken
for
the first time.
Well, I personally wasn't. Sorry. I just don't care about people enough to be heartbroken.
You've never been heartbroken.
Well, I have
to the point
in
where
like later life, but like, I think nothing defined that other than, no, but I can't even say it.
Yeah.
That album that we listened to in the car, I feel like it's too obvious if I say the album, because it's also kind of a cringe one to pick for a breakup album. But
what
the
one?
Olivia Rodrigo album.
Oh my
was
God.
No,
but
so good.
She's so good.
Yeah, I love her. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, yeah, but I just thought that era
of
music, it felt like all the music was really speaking to my experiences.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like, yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I feel so connected. Lainey threw these tears, like hearing that live. I was like, in the end, I'm literally going to be so fine, but
in
it's like,
end,
it's
going
to take.
I'm going to be all right.
But it's going to take 100 sleepless nights.
Yeah.
To make it feel like you were
never
here.
But right now I can't see nothing.
Nothing.
Through you, so.
Absolutely nothing through these tears.
Yeah, great, great.
Cried my heart out.
Great. Shout out to, I went to the Harry live on tour. Wembley night one, Slay if you were there, because the rain was a movie.
Oh.
You know when it's like last night was a movie? It was.
It was.
It was. And I don't care if that's a cringe thing to say. I was with Lucy. We were literally having the best time of our lives.
I'm so happy for you.
And
I
the
saw
rain,
you that day, right?
Yeah, you did see me that day.
Happy for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, but like the rains during Sign of the Times, Harry's first album for me is like
I love how Harry has progressed as an artist and evolved since 1D. Like, can you imagine him in One Direction? Obviously you can, but he was in One Direction, now he's Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And it's just, I can't believe it. Anyway,
really happy for him. Okay, now
a live
show
you
want
to go to. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, me too.
My queen.
Too.
She's
me
on the
too.
List. She's on my list of
me
white
too.
Women that I love. You're on the list too.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Oh my gosh, you're on my list.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
No, because honestly, I love her so much.
No, I do as well.
She, again, so instrumental in our childhood. Do you remember when Love Story came out? Because I do.
Do I?
Honestly.
Do I? I do.
You were Romeo and I was a Scarlet Letter.
You were Romeo, was a Scarlet Letter.
Honestly, so I just felt like her music, again, would makes my inner child so happy.
I think that too.
And seeing her live would just make my life complete in a way.
I think,
would fill a hole in some way.
I think, I've seen most people, like, I'm really lucky and grateful that I have. And, like, I've seen most people that I would want to see now.
Mm.
But Taylor is definitely up there. And Phoebe, I don't know how I haven't seen Phoebe, but Phoebe's very much up there.
Mm.
And they are friends, so I'd love to see them together.
That would be really sick for you.
Thank you.
I would also love to see, can't remember.
Good.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, that's fine.
That's really annoying.
Good end.
Because I had someone in my head and now
perfect.
I can't remember.
I think I would like to see those two. Next, who the heck else?
Why on earth can't I remember?
Don't know.
Anyway,
I should have
written it down, but it just came into my head and then it escaped.
Casey Musgraves. I'm really jealous because my sister's seen Casey. I'd love to see Casey. Just quick shout out.
There's so many people I'd want to see. We're gonna have to do more music episodes
definitely.
For sure. We should do like a at least a couple times each season. We have a music themed
definitely.
Kind of vibe.
Okay,
guys, let us know what your favorite artist is. Do your big five. What are your big five when it comes to music?
Comment down below.
Yeah, favorite artist, favorite music, musician, favorite song, genre, live show, all of that. We really want to know. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you leave a rating, leave a review. Mm-hmm. It helps us so
much. And watch us on YouTube. If you've been listening to these episodes and you don't know, we're on cam.
Yeah.
We're caught on cam.
Literally,
head
so
over
live.
To YouTube and watch our viewable faces.
And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe when you're over there.
Yeah, of course.
But thank you so much for listening and for watching. We appreciate all the support so much. And we'll catch you next time when I've seen it.
Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.